Okay, great. Seminar 2007 is fast approaching, and in order to set up your school as the most successful year, it's important that school owners plan in advance. My goal for doing this teleseminar is to help school owners such as yourself while achieving a bigger goal. And after all, teaching is what I do and how I want to be remembered. And I believe on my tombstone, if I decide to have one, if I decide to have a tombstone, it'll say that this guy made a difference. In this email outline that you guys received, it said that I wanted to cover strategies for preparing the new year with increased enrollment, building or improving current marketing plans, and increasing sales and upgrades. I know that's a tall task to have for one call. But at this time, I want to ask you to take this conference call a bit differently. I want you to listen with a totally different mentality, and I want this to be a start of change for you as a school owner. As I'm sure you've heard the saying, when the student's ready, the teacher will appear. I want to ask, what is it when you're a teacher and you haven't been a student for years? What do? Why is it that some people continually want to learn by going to seminars, reading books, watching shows, and they're on a constant pursuit of perfection? In Japanese, that's called shibumi. Or they're on a constant pursuit of change and happiness when others are caught up in the day-to-day grind. As I sat thinking this morning on what I wanted to actually say for today's teleconference, I came up with a few topics. I must admit, some of it was inspired by my mentor, Tony Robbins. And the topic I was listening to on my CD player in my car today was the topic that Tony talked about, was called regeneration. The goal was to share some of the philosophies with you that I learned from Tony this morning, but as you know, when you're looking for things, they seem to appear more often. For example, when I purchased my car, I have a Dodge Viper, I would barely see any other cars on the road. But at the minute I got the car, other Dodge Vipers I would see everywhere. All the people who owned Dodge Vipers would recognize each other and we'd wave to each other. And it seemed that there were a heck of a lot more Vipers on the road because I was aware of the car. It's interesting, right? So we need to think about this. When you look for something, you have to understand the more you look for it, the more it appears. So if that were the case, and I could be doing the same thing with other things that I look for, such as, looking for the faults in others or looking for the good in others. The more I look for things, the more I recognize. But before I go on, let's hold that thought for a minute. Let me share a saddening email with you guys that I received this morning from a friend of mine. He's really a great guy, and I'm sad to hear him, even though, I know how he is, and I'm sad to hear how he talks sometimes. But I wonder if this, the way he's feeling, is this the norm in our society, or at minimum, is it a majority of our society? So before I read it, I want to set the tone. A night or so ago, I sent him an email telling him how talented and interesting I thought he was. He happens to be very smart and really has some talents. And if he shared them with the world would be a better place. He does seem to be a bit cynical and negative most of the time, but I think he really can make a difference in the world if he put his mind to it. And when I told him all those things, this was his response. And I asked him why he doesn't take his unique talents and really apply them to things that would make a difference. And I believe that he'd be rich beyond belief if he did that. And his reply to me was, the reason why I don't use my talents or use them to the fullest is because deep down I'm a cynic. Watching his partner die 20 years ago did something to him that he couldn't explain. It's been more or less impossible for him to put 100% into anything since then. Every time he's tried, he seems to have failed. When this happens enough times, he says that he starts getting tired of trying. What you see, my little bits of knowledge and accomplishments are half-hearted efforts. I'm on cruise control. I've been alone for almost 15 years, and what does that tell you? My last relationship was a last great attempt at some kind of normality. And I could have kept that relationship alive, but I wouldn't bring myself to do what I needed to do, and I didn't want the pain. He says, my life is half over. I don't have the will to shoot for the stars anymore. I've accepted the idea of just being content, taking care of myself, and making my way the best I know how to for the time I have left. And then he writes in quotes with a ha-ha at the end, who knows, maybe the next time around I'll be better off. And this to me was sad to read, especially because he's my friend, but mostly because this is not at all true from the way I see it. Now, I've had countless conversations with this individual, but he still remains the same. He seems to be so smart that he doesn't listen any longer, and even though he desires change, he thinks that miraculously it's going to happen. Really, change is all about you, and you have to be willing to put the effort forward to reinvent yourself at times. You may be asking, what does this have to do with the topic at hand? And I know that I can tend to ramble a bit or go off on a tangent, but you know what? I always try to end up on course. And as Tony Robbins says, life is about regeneration. So we need to look at things from an entirely different perspective in order to experience change that will be life-altering. I totally believe that martial artists are new and existing, or new and old if you want to say it that way, have serious changes to make. After all, we hold on to the thoughts of thousand-year-old traditions, the way things were done for centuries. The movements or techniques were passed down over the years and preserved by people who were able to believe in the philosophies and the reasons that were invented in the first place. Think about it. Why are we still doing specific movements when in reality society is so different? Not to say to trash the things that we do and throw them away, but there are certain things that need to be changed. I can say that at times, change, if you don't change for the sake of change, but you change because you know that it's something that you need to do, that if you don't change, you're going to follow the same path of extinction as the dinosaurs did. We need to see things from a fresh perspective that and we have to see them with a reality. Not just what we want it to be or what we believe it to be, but something that we know is necessary. So here goes on a few things of regeneration. Regeneration is necessary in order for us to see things clearly. We have to ask ourselves a few questions. And here are a few questions. These are three main questions that I want you to ask yourself. You could write them down. I'll repeat them more than once. But the first question is, are we doing things right in the first place? It's a big question. In order to understand this question, we must ask ourselves, what are our results for our efforts? Are they yielding what we desire? If not, what can we do to make it change? What can you do differently to make things better? And for example, when you run an ad in the newspaper, if it works, do you change it? You would think no, right? But continuously, people change their ad every single month, no matter whether it works or not. If the ad is working, rather than changing it, we need to just tweak it slightly to see if the results get better. But run the ad that's doing well for you consistently. Number two, if people are complaining in your school about the same thing over and over again, is it that you're stubborn and your justification is just a way for you to kind of ignore things and say it's my way or the highway? Or do you really keep an open mind and make changes that will initiate satisfaction and the ultimate in motivation and customer satisfaction in your school? Number three, what is it that you can do differently that will make a difference in your school short term? I mean immediately, what can you do? And what is it that you can do to make people stand up and recognize your efforts and appreciate the change? Now, I know it's hard to realize that if there's a problem and you can do something about it, if the situation changes, then you're doing the right thing. But if the situation doesn't change, then you're a part of the problem, not the solution. So I want to give a few clear examples of my taking it to the next level website. Continually, I offer a free month to get people to experience the many benefits the site has to offer. And yet, very few people take advantage of it. Right now, we're just about at 100 members strong, and it's my goal to have 200 members by next year. I seriously want to help school owners. That's why I do what I do in consulting, or else I just take all this time and effort that I put into this and put it into growing my schools more. So my goal is to make a difference in the world by professionalizing the martial arts around the globe, because I do believe as a school owner, we have the power to really make a difference. Now, when individuals sign up for a free month or even join and pay on my takingittothenextlevel.com site, some will stay and some will go. What I clearly see is that most will not really put the time and effort into making a complete shift in the way they do things. For example, just buying material doesn't make you better and won't make your school grow. And that's why I feel that many people waste thousands of dollars at these martial art conventions, because they're on a spending spree and they're excited at the moment about changing their lives, but they really don't know what it takes to become successful. Right now I'm reading a really great book by Donald Trump and Rob Kiyosaki combined. They wrote this book together. I'm really sorry, I don't know the name of the title. I just started reading it 2 days ago. But you could pick it up at the bookstores. It's brand new. The thing that I'm hearing from these two highly successful millionaires and billionaires is that the key to success is education. Why do people sign up on Next Level and quit after a few months? Simply put, they didn't take the time to take the program seriously. And I said the information is out there. No matter where you look, whether it be a consultant, web pages, libraries, Google searches, people can get any bit of information that they want. But people lack the education on how to learn and what it takes to initiate change and the self-discipline to actually see it through. So, for example, one of my ex-clients on Next Level emailed me, and not in so many words, told me that he has seen all of what I have on Next Level has to offer before, and he's gotten it from other consulting companies, through magazines, through programs that he bought, and he has stacks of books and information that he's bought over the years that are just sitting in his closet. And he asked, what is it that I'm doing that, he asked me, he says, what is it I'm doing that's not working? And that simple mentality of him thinking that he has all this information and by having it, it's going to make him more successful is a total, total dream. So, simply put, I can't say that Next Level is an original groundbreaking ideas or groundbreaking thoughts and systems and concepts. But although many of the things on Next Level are new, original, and groundbreaking, the question really isn't about new concepts, new ideas. Although many of the ideas that you may not have heard of may work, but it's simply about plugging in the things that work with 100% dedication and faith. So going back to the topic, I'm sure everyone's ears were kind of perked, or maybe, you know, you kind of listen because that's what you do, you want to learn, but there really is no one new answer. You guys as school owners have seen it all, or if you want to, you can get it all. But it's just a matter of taking the time to decide on what's right. The interesting thing with my taking it to the Next Level site is that we systemize it in a way that it's just a curriculum. But then again, I'm not trying to sell you the taking it to the Next Level. I'm using that as an example. You know, taking the time to make things work and doing them until they become habit before plugging in the next new idea and new concept and new system is something that you need to do. I have clients on my site that have quadrupled their gross income, their student count, and even expanded to multiple locations. What makes them so special? It's really easy. They're doers. They're not whiners. They're out there, and they see the opportunity, and they go for it. Just recently, I was at a wealth-building seminar, and during the seminar, the speaker held up a $10 bill. He said immediately by holding it in the air, anyone who wants to come and get this for $2, come on up. Now, I've seen this at seminars before as an example, and I immediately ran up and handed him the money. I knew the lesson. And I realized that the lesson was if you snooze, you lose. Out of 450 people that sat in the audience, there was only one other person that tried to beat me up to the stage. Later on, after people had seen this done and that I walked away with the profit, he did it again with a $100 bill. He held the $100 bill up in the air and he said, for $40, I'm selling $100. This time, 10 people ran up. Now, think about it, 10 out of 450. Now, I only had a $50 bill on me, so the one person handed him $20. He beat me to it, and he handed him the $40, I mean. And he beat me to it and handed it to the guy. And just as the guy started to hand him the $100 bill, I said, stop. Wait. Don't do it. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, as I handed him the $50, he pulled the $100 bill away from the other guy, and I said, I will give you $50 instead of $40. And now this was a shocker to him, and I'm sure it's never happened to him before, and confusion kind of spread through the audience. And I could see this perplexed look on his face. I said, I don't have exact change, but I want to offer you $50 instead of $40. He thought about it. He was kind of flustered for a moment because it wasn't what he was used to, but he thought, and then he took the money, and he gave me the $100 bill. He laughed and said, now there's someone who knows what he wants. The lesson that I was willing to do was the lesson that I was willing to teach was that I was willing to pay more than the $40 to gain $100, and that the other person wasn't thinking that way. I still made a $50 profit, and I think it was a lesson for others as well as the speaker. And it wasn't only about winning for me, but it was about making money. So how many times do we spite ourselves and are we penny wise and dollar foolish? So with this seminar, it's my goal to make a difference in the new year for you guys in 2007. Why are we starting it now in the beginning of November? Because we have November and December to prep. It's not about getting out there and doing the next big buzz for Christmas. Although we want to get our Christmas sales up, we want to do our retail sales, we want to do our Christmas push, maybe sell gift certificates and so on. But it's essential for us to think ahead and understand that it's not about the newest, greatest idea. It's about shifting our entire business model and making it better and more successful. very, very, very important. So as we do this, what we want to do is understand that the real deal is about making the conscious decision to make a change in how you think, how you run your business, and how you act as a businessman. What are you going to do to become better at what you do? What are you going to do to be dedicating yourself towards a life of success? What seminars are you going to go to in order to initiate change on a grand scale? What is your business going to look like at the end of 2007? Who are you going to associate with? What programs are you going to eliminate, add, or renovate? What is going to be your regeneration process? Now, there's a great commercial that is on TV right now that shows a car driving into a brick wall over and over again. And then the tagline is what you've already heard before. What's the definition of insanity? And the answer, of course, is doing the same thing over and over again. How many of us wake up and it's Groundhog Day over and again and again? We hear ourselves say that we plug at it every single day and, you know, we do the same old, same old. Sometimes when people ask you how you're doing, we answer that way. We say, oh, the same old, same old. And, you know, we are getting the same results because what we're doing is the same over and over again. You have to ask yourself, isn't it time to make a change? You know, all the things that I talked about really isn't about me telling you the systems of how to get your referral program better. We have those systems on Next Level, and I've shared them on emails, and you get them from Mata and Maya and NAPMA and all these other companies. To me, it's all about getting these systems and working them 100%. You know the guy I talked about before that was complaining about seeing the same things? Why should he pay for it? Another comment he made about why he canceled Next Level was that he didn't receive anything from my program. After I was talking to him a little bit on email, via email, probing a bit, he told me that one thing that he decided to do was take a challenge of getting a personal coach like from the Tony Robbins organization. To me, I thought this was a really unbelievable good thing for him to move in that direction. And I thought it was monumental enough for him to say that, you know, he became a member of Tony Robbins' group. But what I was confused about was why he didn't see the value in my taking it to the Next Level site, because he got this motivation to be in the Tony Robbins group from what I had shared with him. So that one bit of knowledge could very well have changed his life. And if he didn't see the essence in that and see it as a discovery through the stimulation that we do on the consulting programs, then he was short-sighted and missing the point. So in my opinion, we have to look at ourselves and say, what are we doing that's kind of almost in a way self-destructing, or just destroying what are we self-destructing? You know, and going back to consulting, I have a few elite clients that I do a weekly mentorship with. I coach them and set goals and monitor their successes on a weekly basis. We work out questions, sticking points, and ideas every single week. Now, of course, this doesn't come cheap, but the way I look at it, if it saves them one student or gains them a few students and revolutionizes their business, it's money well spent. This constant mentorship program is something that I believe is worth its weight in gold. And just like any consulting program, it's what you find out of it and what you actually do with it. You know, right now, I see us martial arts school owners as being in constant research and development. We're bombarded with all this knowledge from how to run our businesses to teleseminars like this to magazines and DVDs being sent to you. What do we do? One thing that's interesting is if it stimulates thought, and for those that are self-motivated and they are good at research and development, it's phenomenal when they jump right on it. But for those that aren't, it creates more confusion and what I call analysis paralysis. So it hinders them rather than helping them. So it's so important for you to be on a path of movement as long as you're moving forward, not backwards. But at the same time, you have to be moving forward with certain specific items and tasks. So it's essential to continually search out answers to make your life better and more fulfilling with high profitability as a business owner. And I'm motivated to continually help people, so this is why I do what I do. And, you know, of course, you as teachers teach because you love to help. And students learn, and we're all students in our own way, too. But we need to continually be on a path of learning in order for us to be better teachers. So I'm going to go and give you 10 things to do to make 2007 a better year. But I want you to think of it, like I said in the beginning, not as just a lesson plan, not just as, okay, it's a step 1 through 10, this is what I'm going to do. I want you to look at everything that you do and reevaluate what's going on in your school. If your school is not growing, could it be that it's not the ad? Could it be that it might be the follow-up? Could it be that it might be that you're not answering the phone properly? I'm amazed at how many of my staff members don't realize that if the schools are not growing, that means they're not out marketing. And if they're out marketing and the students are coming through the door but they're not signing them up, then there's a problem in the sign-up process, in sales. If they are getting the people through the door and they are signing them up but the retention is terrible, you know, what's the sense? There are four modules that you got to have in your school. One is you got to have a good marketing system in place so that it brings students through the door. And that marketing and advertising system could be referrals and advertising and ads and papers, door hangers, and all these things that we always talk about. Then you have to have a really great sign-up and upgrade program and process. And then you have to have a huge retention program as well. So in order to grow a school, there are these vital areas, these four vital areas, or else this school is going to be open-ended, and that's where they have that saying, you have holes in the bucket, or the back door is open. Do you know that if you just tweak your retention by 10%, your school could grow 10 to 20% across the board? You know, if you take that, if you have 100 students and you're retaining 80% of those, at the end of the year you'll have 80 students, right? And if you have 90% retention, you'll have 90 students. And now with all the new people coming through the door, it'll grow, you know, that much quicker because your retention is better. So one of the things you need to concentrate on is your retention tools. You know, these are things that, you know, is one area that would be important. Or your sales tools, or your sign-up and tools, whatever it may be. So anyway, here's my list. There's 10 things that I want to just give you to make this year a better 2007. One is evaluate the things in your life that are not working, personally, professionally, and spiritually. Again, number one, evaluate the things in life that are not working, personally, professionally, and spiritually. Number two, what is it that's holding you back? As my friend said in his little email that he sent to me, is that he thinks that his losses are... His losses are creating a blockade for him to move forward. You know, the times that he's tried things and he's failed, it doesn't make him want to try anymore. And you know that society is like that. You know, people work all day long, and then they don't really have much to show for it. And it's because they have a lack of education. Like Donald Trump and Rob Kiyosaki said, it's not about poverty and donating money or the government putting in these fail-safes, because the more people do for you, the less you do for yourself. The saying that, you know, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach a man how to fish, and he'll feed him for a lifetime. You know, we need to be educated in how to run our business. And I think as school owners, we don't take enough time. We don't say 20 hours a week of my time is going to go into educating and instituting systems. So number one, evaluate the things in your life that are not working, personal, professional, and spiritual. Number two, what is it that are holding you back? And what is it that you feel, you know, you could do better in the thing, or change about the things that are holding you back? Number three, be totally honest with yourself. And as in the Buddhist tradition, they say you need to look within before you can look outward. You know, be totally honest. Is it that, you know, a lot of people are quitting your school, and it's all because they're jerks and they don't really get the idea? You know, sometimes this may be the case, but most of the time, if you look close enough at you and the way things are set up, if you tweak and change things, even slightly, if you don't want to give in totally, if you change slightly, you'll retain and make more people happy. Number four, don't make excuses. Be hard on yourself. Don't let yourself find the easy way. You know, don't always go for what's easiest. You know, hard work pays off. Number five, how do you see yourself growing old? Are you setting up for the future, for your successes now, for the future? Are you taking the necessary steps to achieve that every single day? If not, you're wasting your time. You have to, without a shadow of a doubt, make sure that each day is a day of getting a little bit further ahead in your life. Number six, break the mold. What if, you know, you're doing something that's working? Do we just stick with it? Sometimes getting comfortable will lead you down the path of failure. So be careful of staying where you are, just how you are, even if it is working. You know, always look at it and tweak it and make it better. Number seven, make sure you look at things from eyes other than your own. Try to look at things with a fresh perspective. If you can't do that, you're just not capable. Ask others to tell you what they think. How do they see things? What is it that they feel? What do they have as ideas? How do they think things could be improved? Doing a survey is real, real important as well. Number eight, make sure you're learning and really doing all the time. Stop making excuses of the whys that you can't do it. Stop trying to blame other programs for the competition, et cetera, et cetera. You know, make sure that you realize that if you want to move forward, you have to be 100% dedicated to doing that. Stop just coasting. Just like my buddy had said, you know, I've been on, you know, cruise control. That's a terrible way to go through life, I think. And number nine, take on something and put your full dedication into it. Think about it. Taking it to the next level, my program is $69 a month. That's $840 a year. When you move up to your second tier, it's $99 a month. That's $1,188 per year. For 2 years, the total cost is only $2,028. That's for 24 months. If you sign up with me on Elite Consulting, it's $6,000 for the year. Do you realize that it only takes four students at $1,500, four students, to pay all that off, have somebody watching over you, whether it be me or any of the other mentors out there or goal-setting people or Tony Robbins' crew or consultants and so on. It's a small price to pay to be successful and to have someone that's going to hold you accountable. Do you realize that for that few $1,000 in investment, how much better off you'll be? I don't understand how anyone who desires success would not step up and find someone to mentor them and stop thinking that someday you'll be able to, you know, get that person when you're able to afford it, when you have more students, when you hit the lotto, when you do whatever. You know, the thing you got to realize is it's now that you got to do this. So if you don't do it now, you'll never do it. If you could take one thing away from this, it would be not to make excuses. Beg and borrow and do whatever you need to do to be successful. But in order to make it happen, you must move forward daily. No excuses. And number 10, people continually make excuses as to why they can't do something. They justify why things don't work, or they say, I already know that. I already have that information. I've already done this. When in reality, they may have tried, but tried half-heartedly. They've given it 50%, maybe even 75% of their effort, but they really haven't gotten the results because they're not dedicated to it. It's like our martial arts students. If we see them out on the floor, I taught a teen class last night where I swear it was like being abducted by aliens, and they literally had sucked the life out of me. And I could not believe how hard it was to teach that class. There was no motivation, you know, and to me, it was difficult. But you have to realize that, you know, there's no time to make excuses. You know, you need to be in it to win it. And you need to make the changes to improve your life on a regular basis. Be the change by disciplining yourself to make change and stop making excuses. This is so, so, so important. You know, anyway, those are the 10. Right now, I'm going to ask Joanne to just open up for questions. We have a shorter time period today because we have another call after us. So if anybody out there has any comments or questions so far, please just chime in right now, and I'd like to go over them with you. So anybody out there?
Hey.
Yes.
It's sick.
You there? All right, somebody's got a kid screaming in the background there over some background noise. So do that star 69 thing if you can.
Star 6 to mute yourself.
Yeah, so that everybody do that. And then if you want to talk, just release yourself. So go ahead. Anybody?
Rodriguez is on the line.
Okay, how are you, sir?
You know who I'm talking to? You know who you're talking to, Ali?
Yes, of course I do.
Ishmael Rodriguez.
Of course. How could I not? You have to tell me three times. I know you. You and I know each other for 35 years.
You've been, my friend.
How are you? Very good. So what's going on today? Do you have any comments or compliments or ideas or criticisms? Any questions?
No, I just want to recommend you for being successful in your martial arts and doing what you're doing, even though I've been in the martial arts for 46 years. Even though I've been in the martial arts much longer than you, but I'm learning from you. I'm listening
to you.
And I think you're very good in motivating people, and you're actually motivating me while I'm listening to you.
Well, you know what? It's always my ultimate goal to do that, and that's really what my whole new goal is in life. It's really, you know, like years ago I wanted to change the world over to being ninjutsu students and jujitsu students, you know, and then I realized that that was not at all a reality, and now I realize that if I can help motivate school owners to be better at what they do, in turn I'll be helping the martial arts in the long run. You know, because I believe that the martial arts is probably the magic pill. You know, I'm so, like a preacher, I believe that the martial arts can change the world. So we as professionals got to be better at what we do. And if we are, the world will totally be changed.
Yeah, I opened up a school in North Carolina. I've been open up for a couple of months. I got 27 students. I'm looking to increase my enrollment.
Okay.
So I got involved with Member Solution again, and I knew you was on it. That's why I got involved. I was going to go to another agency, but I decided to go to Member Solutions because you're on it. And
thank you so much.
Pardon me?
No, I said thank you. That's awesome.
Oh, and because you've done so well, and I've seen you grow so much, even though you know, I've been practicing martial arts for so long and doing the same old thing, and I am looking for some change. But you know where I'm coming from with being involved with the instructor that I'm involved with.
Right.
That he doesn't care for too much change.
Right.
And I don't know how to go about it.
You know what, I'll give you one bit of advice on that. And it's just that, you know, with all of us that are in the martial art business, you know, we have our set ways. Not only do we have our ways that may have been given to us that are predetermined by our teachers and the way our teachers want it to be, but we as martial artists are creatures of habit. You know, we've done things year after year after year. And what I'm finding now, and I think maybe a lot of people are finding this, that even the martial art industry, just as an industry of a business, has changed quite dramatically over the last 10 years. Not only has everybody become more professional at running schools, so that reason is giving people a longer lifespan in business because they're able to sign people up, put them in long-term contracts, keep them alive, but there's a lack of quality in martial arts in certain respects where we're not really still reaching the people like we can. I'm not saying that we don't have the ability. We're just not really reaching out and really changing lives as much as we should be, and that's where I kind of want to step in and help people professionalize themselves so that they can really reach more people and do better for them. So it takes some shifts. It takes some change in perspective. Sometimes we have to reevaluate why we do what we do. Is it better for our students, or is it just because my sensei said it? You know, is it something that we, you know, we're doing because we believe so wholeheartedly, or is it just because we've been told to do that for so many years? We have to always constantly reevaluate where we are and ask ourselves those questions. That's so, so important. So, you know, I would look at yourself, you know, look at your school and see what's, you know, if you were to be able to look into a camera and see the future, what would it be for you? Would it be the same old, or would you like to create something new and exciting and different from based on your past mistakes? Again, like that story, running into a brick wall over and over and over again is not going to get you anywhere. You know, we need to just continually change and update and regenerate. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, Ali. Ali, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to see if I'm going to try your program out, and I'm going to probably give you a call at your dojo when I can.
Well, you have my cell phone number. You could call me anytime. I'd love to talk to you just to catch up. So why don't you give me a call later if you could?
I will.
All right, great.
Well, let me leave you be and let somebody else give you some questions.
Fantastic. Thank you. Anybody else out there that have any other comments or questions or something that they'd like to hear? Just tell me. Just speak right up and say what you feel. Anyone?
Yeah, I'll go for it.
Okay, go.
You know, on the regeneration. I'm sorry, my voice is gone.
That's okay, no problem.
This is Larry in Atlanta. On my regeneration, have kind of reached the plateau, and I think I've talked with you before about it, but I just need to expand as far as staff goes, and I've been doing a one-man band, so to speak, with a couple of part-time instructors.
Yeah.
And it's just a mystery to me.
Well, you know what, again, you know what, this is all a part of growth. Imagine, you know, I can almost say I know exactly how every martial artist thinks, and not saying that because I'm cocky, but I'll just give you a scenario, and I can bet you everyone will nod their heads and say you're right. You know, we started off as martial art teachers because we wanted to teach. So we drove around the neighborhood, and we found a building for rent, and we went and talked to a landlord, and that was easy. We opened the building up, put mats in, decorated, and we were in business. We really didn't think about a business plan, and we didn't think about how we're going to run our business ahead of time. What we do is we piecemeal it every step of the way. So now what we do is we start off, we're teaching, we're a one-man show, and now we want to expand and have more instructors, and now we have to learn how to be bosses. We have to learn how to staff people, how to deal with people on a regular basis. Let me tell you, that is not easy. Sometimes it's so draining, it's like teaching that teenage class where they suck the life out of you. It's just as hard to have employees. Because, you know, I have to say, I've never once had an employee come into my office and sit down and say, you know, I need to talk to you. When they say that, you know that they're asking for a raise, or they have a complaint, or they're going to quit. But I've never had them come in my office to say, you know what, you've changed my life. You work so hard to build this company and this business and this school or whatever you call it, so that I can have a future and teach martial arts and do what I love and be able to feed my family and do it well and make enough money. So I've never heard that, because employees don't think with that mentality. So now you're at a point where you, as an owner, have to start thinking like a boss. And now you got to start thinking about things like commissions and payroll and salary and hourly wages and sales tax and income tax and employee tax and insurance and so on. So it's a whole other realm where back in the day where you're driving around thinking about teaching martial arts, all of a sudden you're realizing that you're doing things that you never ever thought you could do, and it could be quite tough and draining at the same time. So I don't know if there's a simple answer to your question, but there are many things that I have, which is interesting. My level two of taking it to the next level, the year two, is entirely all about employee compensation, employee manuals, how to pay, how to work, how to deal with employees, how to reprimand and teach and train, and so on and so forth. It's a heavy, heavy level on that, because I feel like after school's been in business for about a year to a year and a half, they're starting to think about what you're thinking about now. And I'd love to be able to help you in any way or shape or form. So if you want, you could email me, and I could give you answers to any of your specific questions or give you ideas on how you might want to set it up and set up some sort of training program of some sort.
Yeah, I have some specific questions, but I don't think I'll take everybody's time to ask those specific questions.
Well, that's good. I mean, if you want to email me, my email address is Renshi. Do you have my email address?
I do.
Okay, but if for everyone else out there, you guys have to know, guys and ladies and gentlemen, that you can email me at any time. I love sharing and making friends. I think there's every state in the United States and so many countries around the world that I could probably call up somebody and say I'm going to come and visit, because I talk to people on a regular basis, and I'm happy to do that. So you can email me any time and ask me questions, and my email address is Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, like Long Island, and then Ninja, N-I-N-J-A, at AOL.com. That's R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I-N-I-N-J-A at AOL.com. Email me anytime, all the time, daily if you want to. Any questions, ideas, and I love to hear the things that you're doing that's successful, because I could take that and put that into another conference call or share that with my clients and member solutions clients and so on. So I'm happy to speak to you. So please don't feel uncomfortable. It could be the silliest question. I had a really great guy the other day. He was going to do a school talk, and he scheduled his conference call with me right before his school talk, and I coached him through it a little and gave him a little bit of motivation to, with the questions that he really was a little unsure of how he was going to present. And there was a lot of nerves. It was the first time he's ever done it, so we kind of worked through it. So I'm here for you guys. Any other questions or any ideas and things that you'd like to discuss, just chime right in, because there's a lot of people on the line right now. Anyone? Okay. I have to end in about 8 minutes, so this is what I'm going to do before I end. You know, we had talked about, the email that I sent out talked about increased enrollment, building or improving current marketing plans, and increasing sales and upgrades. I know it may be a little confusing to some, or maybe not as confusing, but a little bit frustrating, that my conference call didn't quite spell out what are we going to do to increase enrollment? What are we going to do to increase marketing? What are we going to do to increase sales? If there's a few things that I could say that are essence, would be marketing, advertising and marketing is pretty much a general word. for instance, if you want to increase your enrollment and develop your retention and get increased sales and upgrades, yeah, we could put a flyer out or put an ad in the paper or call our clients. And that would be what traditionally we call marketing. In other words, an ad generates leads, a lead generates a prospect to come and speak to you, and you present to them what you have. But I have a whole nother concept, and it's almost the unmarketing campaign. I believe that once you have a synergy built within your location, your school, and you have people that believe wholeheartedly in what you do, eventually it's going to be a snowball effect where you're not going to be able to control it. It's just going to keep on landsliding, and you're going to grow, or maintain the level that you want to stay at. In other words, if you have 100 students and you want to stay there, you could easily maintain 100 students, but you won't have to put much effort into doing that because the systems that you have in effect will always be there and work for you. So, for instance, I have some guys that, you know, I've been to seminars, you know, one with Rob Colasanti, who I think is a great guy, and for years I heard him talk about the 2-4-6-8 call or 2-4-6-week call. And he used to ask the question, how many people do the 2-4-6-week call? And I would raise my hand and say yes, and I did do it. I would call my clients at the 2-week period, at the 4-week period, and the 6-week period, and I would ask them questions. I'd ask them a question like, how do you like class? And they'd say, oh, it's great, Renchi Alley. My son is having the most fun. And then I'd immediately want to rush off the phone at that point because I got the answer that I wanted. They were happy and satisfied. 2 weeks would go by, 4 weeks period, I would call and ask the same question, how are things doing? They'd say, oh, it's so great. Johnny just loves to come. He's waiting at home by the door when I get home from work with his gi on. And then I'd hang up the phone. But what I really didn't realize was that the 2-4-6-8-10-week call, like I teach it, had to be systematic in educating my client base. It had to be systematic in asking for people to come to special events, to ask for them to give me referrals and so on. So there were specific questions that I wanted to ask every time I made contact with a client. So the more that I plugged these systems in, I started to realize that in itself, the 2-4-6-8-10-week call is a marketing plan in itself, one that you would probably not even need to do anything else with. Because you know what? If you speak to them, they're going to refer people to you. If they're happy, they're going to refer more members to you. If they're happy, they're going to buy more gear. If they're happy, they're going to upgrade. So right then and there, that's a system that is filled with other systems of marketing. Now, in building and improving your current marketing plans, that's easy. You know, what we need to do is find out what's working and then do it more, but not just, you know, saying, okay, if we're handing out 1,000 flyers, we're going to get 5 people to call, so hand out 5,000 flyers. Really what it's about is finding out what works and then tweaking that and getting it to work better, and then tweaking it some more and getting it to work even better. So if you sent out a flyer and you got 5% on your return, rather than just doing double the amount of flyers, tweak that same flyer to see if you could get 10% on your return, and then 20% and 30%. And let's say you got it up to 50%. Now you double the amount of flyers that you deliver, and you've gotten that much more going for you. It's like martial arts. We don't tend to put our physical techniques into our business techniques. So, you know, if someone throws a punch and hits you in the face, and then they come up to you and you know, you ask your teacher, how come I got hit in the face? And your sensei says it's because you didn't block. And then they say, well, how do we block? And you just show them quickly, and then they get hit in the face again. Obviously, something needs to be changed, right? Maybe it's the student, maybe it's the technique, or maybe it's the approach in which you teach them. So when we run our businesses, we need to look at our businesses, look at our faults. You need to determine a step 1 through 5 of what are the worst things that you're doing. Is it that you're not getting students through the door? Is it that you're not signing people up once they walk through the door? Is it that once you sign them up, there's no problem getting them through the door, no problem signing them up, but once they walk through the door, they only last for 2 months? So maybe it's the initial startup program, your beginner belts. Is it that they last until purple belt 3 years into training and then they quit? Is it that you can only retain little kids and not teenagers? Is it that you can only retain adults and not little kids and teenagers? Is it that all your little ninja class, the 3 to 5-year-olds or whatever, are quitting because of the teacher that you have scares the heck out of them because he's got long hair and piercings, or he speaks really loudly, he's 6 foot tall? You know, these are all things that you need to ask. Like, why is it that things are happening to you or to your business, and what can you do to change them? You know, I could give you five simple little marketing tips. And I would give those five simple tips or ideas to five different people, and one person will go out and have a bang out of a year with that marketing tip, and the other five or four will complain that it's just not working. The one guy will make 10,000 flyers and do flyers every day and deliver door hangers. The other guy will make 2,000 flyers, deliver them once for a week and a half, and not do it for another 3 months. We have to ask ourselves, how consistent are we with anything that we do? Are we making our 2-4-6-week calls religiously? Are we advertising with our door hangers on houses religiously? Are we running an ad? Are we doing special events? Are we doing all these things on a consistent basis? Are we creating a culture within our school? Are we priming up our student base to understand that it's their job to refer people? If we don't tell them that, will they do it? Every time you ask for a referral, it'll be like pulling teeth. But if they're overjoyed, happy, highly motivated people, and they know that it's their duty to keep the school alive because new blood keeps the school growing and is able to pay the instructor so that you stay in business, will they be more inclined to give a referral rather than resist a referral? So it all depends. Now is the time to evaluate your year and see what you did so far this year that was successful, what you did that didn't work. Or ask yourself the question, am I just sitting on my butt for too much time doing busy work that doesn't make a difference in your life? Are you doing too much emailing? Are you doing too much parent talking in the lobby? Are you wasting too much time with parents that are annoying and sucking your energy, and not enough time with the Mrs. Smiths of the world that really love your program and talk about you to everybody? Just this morning, I sent out 40 envelopes with a free DVD that I made for students of a teacher that just came in to do a seminar with me. His name is Master Okada. He's at a Saitama, Japan, and he's a judo master. He came in and taught a seminar for free at my school, allowed me to videotape. I videotaped it with a professional video equipment, edited it, put it on a DVD, and I'm giving it to all the seminar participants and some of the students that missed it, that couldn't be there, that really loved, wanted to go, and I'm just giving it to them. I want them to have it. I want them to see that I care more about what we do than they may ever imagine. I want to give back more to them. That's my goal as a martial art instructor, and that's my goal for me as a consultant, is to try to help this industry. I want to be known in this industry for someone who really cares about making a difference. Yeah, I'd love to make a living as a consultant and make a lot of money, but at the same time, I really just want to help people, and I really want to see school owners walking around with some of the ideas and concepts and getting huge, huge results out of it. That's really all I have to say today. And we're just about 2 minutes shy of the ending time. So if Joanne or whoever, if we could open the lines up one more time, maybe answer a question or two, and then we're going to have to get off the line. So now's your chance if you want to ask a question. So just chime in right now. Hello?
We might actually be over.
Ali?
I'm over, Joanne?
Ali?
Yep.
Joanne, I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Joanne, is it overtime?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We're cutting it very, very close, though, but you do have someone who wants to make a comment there.
Okay, go ahead. Make a comment, whoever it is.
Ali, I'll be talking to you soon. I'm very happy to see you, and I'm looking forward to getting more involved with you.
Yeah, call me tonight or tomorrow, whatever. I'd love to talk to you more, and I'd love to get you on the program, but I'd love to work with you, and I just want to catch up with you. Anyone else out there have any comments? Okay, guys, I'm going to do my classic sign-off and get Joanne so she can get to her other call that we have scheduled. So real quickly, I just want to say that, you know, it's my goal to share with you anything that I know, and I want you to experience success beyond your wildest dreams. And I'm honored that you listen to me and you call into this conference call. And on behalf of Member Solutions and all of us here at Member Solutions, we hope to be able to see you, you know, benefiting and changing your martial arts school for the better. And most of all, I hope that I somehow make a difference in the martial art community in your lives, and I want there to be a positive. I want to make a positive change. So for now, I'm signing off, and I want you to gain the power to change your life forever. That's my tagline. And until next time, live your life in the pursuit of perfection, which is Shibumi. So everybody, listen, have a great day. Email me, and let's stay in touch. And I hope this was motivational for you. Have an awesome, awesome day. Take care. Bye, Joanne.
Thanks, Allie.